Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your home on this beautiful Friday morning for our five-minute journey. And today we are in Acts chapter 11, verses 1 through 18. And let's see, where, as we saw in the readings from the last 2 days, chapter 10 in the book of Acts recounts Peter's meeting with Cornelius, who was a Gentile, and how the Gentiles received the Holy Spirit and were baptized. In today's reading, Peter gets himself in trouble. with the Jewish Christians back in Jerusalem, because he went and told non-Jews about Jesus. And so Peter ends up defending his actions against these Jewish believers, because to him has been given the keys of the kingdom, that he would open up the kingdom as Jesus had prophesied to both Jews and Gentiles. And here, as he has spoken to Cornelius in his home, we see the gospel message going forth for the very first time to the Gentile people as well. So let's go ahead and begin reading. God's guiding word for us this week has been discipleship. And so we'll be beginning at Acts chapter 11, verse 1. And the apostles and the other believers throughout Judea had heard that the Gentiles had received the word of God. When Peter went to Jerusalem, those who were in favor of circumcising Gentiles criticized him, saying, "You were a guest in the home of uncircumcised Gentiles, and you even ate with them?" And so Peter gave them a complete account of what happened from the very beginning. "While I was praying in the city of Joppa, I had a vision, and I saw something coming down that looked like a large sheet being lowered by its four corners from heaven, and it stopped next to me. And I looked closely inside, and I saw domesticated and wild animals, reptiles and wild birds. And then I heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter. Kill and eat.' But I said, 'Certainly not, Lord. No ritually unclean or defiled food has ever entered my mouth.' And the voice spoke again from heaven, 'Do not consider anything unclean that God has declared clean.' And this happened three times, and finally the whole thing was drawn back up into heaven. And at that very moment, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where I was staying, and the Spirit told me to go with them without hesitation. And these six fellow believers from Joppa accompanied me to Caesarea, where we all went into the household of Cornelius. And he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house, who said to him, 'Send someone to Joppa for a man whose full name is Simon Peter. And he will speak words to you by which you and all your family will be saved.' And when I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came down on them just as us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' It is clear that God gave those Gentiles the same gift that he has given us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Who was I then to try to stop God?" And when they heard this, they stopped their criticism and began praising God, saying, "Then God has given to the Gentiles also the opportunity to repent and live." And today's key verse is Acts chapter 11, verse 15, where Peter said, "When I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came down on them just as on us at the beginning." You know, how interesting that we see this racism raising its evil head here in the very, very earliest of days in the Church of Jesus Christ, where these Jewish believers were absolutely beside themselves that Peter would have the audacity to share their good news, the good news that Jesus had given them, with Gentiles, with people who were ceremonially unclean. And when Peter described everything, explained everything to them as God had shown him, Then finally their wicked eyes were opened and they realized that God had torn down the barrier between Jew and Gentile. And now all of us are welcomed into God's kingdom. Let us pray. Holy God, empower me by your Spirit to proclaim boldly the good news of Jesus Christ and to reach out to others with your message of repentance, forgiveness, love, and salvation. I pray in your name. Amen. Well, our week together has come to an end, beloved. Join me, please, in church this Sunday morning when we're meeting up in the chapel. If you can't be there, you can join on Facebook or you can join on Zoom. And then we'll be back here, Lord willing. We'll be back here again Monday morning where we will continue with our reading in Acts chapter 11, verses 19 through 30, where the good news continues to spread. Until then, may God bless you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. God bless.